Hey guys, you're listening to the Be More with Olori Show, a podcast that should leave you feeling lighter about life. My name is Olori Ajayi, and my goal is pretty simple. It's to help you rediscover yourself and be more. You have more in you, so let's do it together. Okay, so on today's episode, we're going to be talking about something that I really think a lot of us struggle with, and, well, understandably so. And it's called evolving. And I think for a lot of us, the reason why we're scared of evolving is because we're used to a particular way of doing things, of being. And quite a number of us just like being left alone. Sometimes when you feel that nudge inside of you saying, it's time to kind of move on to more bigger and better things. And you're like, no, I want to stay here. I don't want to do new things. I don't want to chart new waters. And there's something inside of you saying, nope, it's time to move. It's time to go. So today, that's what we're going to be looking at. It's time to move on. Okay. And very simply, there's no better way to say this without sounding really horrible, but something bigger is waiting for you than what you're enjoying now. And I think it's this thing that we do to ourselves where we underestimate what's on the other side of the doubt, the comfort zone we're currently in, and all the things that we've planned for our lives. Because, you know, we all plan for our lives. You know, when I'm 25, I'm going to be this. When I'm 36, I'm going to retire with all the money in the bank. And then you get to 36 and it's like nothing is looking like what it's supposed to. So I'm honestly going to say this. Sometimes in what you're doing, there's no more land to conquer. You know, and quite frankly, I think some of us find it really hard to face that fact that there's really nothing here for me anymore. But because we've put in so many years of sacrifice, so many years of tears, so many years of, you know, climbing the mountain and just being sort of like wanting to be a champion in this thing, we want to cling on to it. And we're like, no, I'm not letting this thing go. But can I just say this to you? You're clinging on to it is not helping you. It's not helping your growth. It's not helping your development. It's not even helping your results. Because what you start to find is you look so overqualified for what you're doing at the moment. You start to sort of question yourself, is this all I can do? When you get to that moment of questioning yourself, your ability and what you're capable of, then know that you are in for the moving on stage, okay? So what are the symptoms that you need to move on? Number one, you're saying to yourself, I want more. The moment you get into that, and this is how we move on as human beings. We sort of go from, oh, I want more. When we're in the more, we start to feel like, oh my gosh, can I do it? I don't think I can do it. No, this more is too much. It's too big for me. Then we get used to the terrain. We start thinking, oh, this isn't so bad. I got this. And we start enjoying this new more. And then all of a sudden, we start feeling the discomfort and the sleepless nights and all those things that come with this, you know, phase of it's time for more. And look, as long as you're a human being, you are always going to feel the need for more. What's different is sometimes it comes in different ways. So for some people, you're feeling right now you should leave your job. But because you don't have a rational reason sort of to say, this is why you should leave, you're like, nope, I'm not leaving. This is what I know. As human beings, we have six human needs. Certainty is one of them. You need to feel certain that, no, I need a job. You can't tell me I'm not going to, you know, have a job. What do you mean I'm not going to have a job? Who's going to pay the bills? Where's money going to come from? And you must remember how you got to where you are. You got there through saying to yourself, maybe I should take that leap of faith. Maybe I should just, you know what? Let me throw it all in there. Whatever happens, happens. That's what you need to have for this phase of evolving. Number two symptom is you're feeling dissatisfied. Now, the dissatisfaction is not necessarily because, you know, what you're doing now has lost its, you know, sort of the essence. But you as a person, you're starting to feel as though you can bring more to the table, you can offer more, you can be more. You know, when you start getting those vibes from what you're currently doing, it's time to move on. Yeah. And don't fight it, because look, it could even get to a point where what you're currently doing will start to make you sort of like a very disdain, like, I shouldn't be here. I should be more than this. I am more than this. You'll start telling yourself this, literally. But it's the same you that's telling you, no, it's too risky. Don't do it. So you're having this conversation in your head as to, I want to move on, but I need to keep myself secure. I need certainty in my life. I need to be sure that money is going to come from somewhere. And I'm thinking, you're the one who is still going to decide who wins that conversation. So question, who's winning? And most likely, it's probably the one saying, nope. Bookie, don't do it. You're going to be broke, busted, disgusted if you do this. If you put that resignation in, you're going to regret it. Maybe not, because we don't know what's on the other side. And this is what I say to people who are believers and trusting God. Look, God has done too many things for you in the past that even you were not qualified for, but he gave you those opportunities. So why now will he leave you just sort of looking around and wondering, where's my next meal going to come from? And how am I going to feed myself? And how am I going to pay my rent when it's due? All those worries and anxieties are exactly what is going to win that conversation. Because truthfully, in the natural, you're right. How will you pay? But there's something that we believe in that, you know what? I didn't get myself here. So certainly where I want to be, that more I'm looking at, I'm probably going to need more help getting there this time. So try and have those conversations, but sort of moving on to people who are in that phase of, oh, I want to move on. I want to do this. I want to do that. My advice will also be that please, 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 in whatever season you're in, ensure you maximize that season. So I'll tell you a couple of things that I've realized people do. So they leave a season because they know there's more. And remember what I said, that is a natural human tendency. You will always have those feelings. It's not going to end in the next season. It's not going to end in the one after that. But in whatever season you're in, maximize the season. Finish the course. Because some people leave one season half maximized, they move to the next, they feel much more unfulfilled than in the last one. Look, before you hand in your resignation, do all you can. Do all you can for that company. Let them know she came, she conquered. He came, he conquered. He was just the right asset for that company. In fact, let them beg you to stay. And then you have the option of saying, nah, I think I'll pass. I'm ready for my next move. So write the books in that season. Don't feel like you want to jump to the next season just for jumping's sake. Write the books. Say the messages in that season. Some of you want to record things. Record it in that season because you have the grace for that season. If you try and do the things that you're supposed to do in this season, in the next season, you might just find yourself saying, you know what, I'm confused. I don't know what I'm doing. I just feel like I want to do this and that. It could just be you doing the wrong things at the right time. Do you get that? The wrong thing at the right time. So yes, you're supposed to be in your more season, expressing so much more, but you've carried baggage and baggage and baggage of things not done. You've broken promises to yourself over and over and over again. So you go into the next season feeling like, am I even sure? So please, before you move on, before you evolve, visit the places you want to visit in that season. Build the relationships you want to build in that season. Don't come back around and say, I think I want to build now. And the person's like, no, sorry, honey. I liked you then, but, you know, because you start having situations where people find you a bit unserious. So they expected you to come in a particular season and you didn't come. So that internship you were supposed to ask for, you didn't ask for it in that season. But then you got a better placement and then you felt like maybe I could still add a few things to that company. And then they're like, no, sorry, that ship has sailed. So please, as much as possible, maximize the season before you leave. Don't get into this frenzy of, oh, I shouldn't be here. I should be there. And that's when people say to me they're confused. I just sense so much baggage and all these things are just there hanging over their heads undone. So please, if you're listening to me and you want to, and you know, you feel it in your heart that you're ready for more and you're ready for sort of like the next phase of your life, make sure you've done all you need to do. Finish your course. Make sure there is no more land to conquer. And in your spare time, read 2 Timothy 4:6-7. Paul was speaking. And just try and get yourself to a point where you've ticked your boxes, all right? So the final thing I'll tell you, fortify yourself for the next season. The next season is not going to be easier because you want it. So before you go in, like, you know, that excited child who gets on the ride and then they get on the ride, they're like, no, get me out of here. Don't be like those excited children who didn't think it through. Make sure you get yourself back on track to say, you know what? I'm going to learn all I need to learn now. I'm going to think about everything, well, as much as I'm able to, because you can't figure it out. But I'm saying prepare yourself for that opportunity, for your more. Prepare yourself mentally, fortify yourself in prayers and say, you know what, God, I don't have this full picture. I don't even know half of what I'm doing, but I trust you that I'm supposed to be moving on. And there's a spirit inside you, the spirit of truth. He will guide you and he will keep you in all your ways. He will ensure that you don't go hungry. He will give you the next move and he will say to you, you know what, call this person today. You call them and they're like, oh my gosh, you just flashed through my mind. Fantastic. And then you start saying to yourself, yes, thank you. Because you know that at least something's going to come from that particular conversation. So please, you know, I'm really grateful again for you joining me today on the Be More with Olori show. I hope you feel lighter and I hope you feel ready to move on to the next phase of your life, because there's nothing wrong with you. You're not being selfish. You're not being unserious. You're not being, you know, sort of like back and forth. No, it's a natural feeling what you're feeling right now. And I've been there. I know exactly what you're going through. And I'll just tell you, trust, as they always say, you've heard it time and time again, but let it be a revelation to you to trust. When people say trust the process, I'm just saying it in my way to be trust God. You know what I mean? I didn't get myself here and I'm not getting myself into the next place by myself. All right. So I'm truly hoping that you find way, 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 way more to express yourself and your more. Thank you so much. Again, it's Olori and I look forward to, you know, vibing with you next time. Thank you.